And I was remembering one of the first instances where I became aware of the depth of Srila Prabhupada's gratitude and how he would offer his gratitude to a disciple. And this was within the first few weeks of the temple in San Francisco, within the first maybe 9 to 12 weeks. And after his lecture, one devotee raised her hand and asked a question. This devotee was very dear to Srila Prabhupada. Her name was Govinda Dasi. And she asked Srila Prabhupada to relate the pastime of Lord Chaitanya falling into the sea. And Srila Prabhupada became very, very stiff, very still. And we were observing this phenomena. And then a tear came down from his eyes. And I was on the his left side, so I saw this from the left side, the tear coming down. And for a moment, we felt a little bit of panic. We didn't know what had happened. And then in a slightly choked voice, he said, "Thank you. Thank you very much for asking that question." And he proceeded to tell the wonderful pastime of Lord Chaitanya falling into the ocean and how he was rescued. And during that same era, one devotee had wrote a little poem. And the other devotees thought the poem was a little frivolous, because in the poem, she described Srila Prabhupada as being in Vrindavan with Krishna and the cowherd boys, as we understood them, and that they were playing a game of leapfrog. You know, when the kids will jump over each other's back. But somebody showed this poem to Srila Prabhupada, and he said this poem should be printed in our little Back to Godhead magazine. And then he told this girl, he said, "Actually, I am a cowherd boy." So this was extremely deep and extremely intimate and extremely grateful that she invoked in him such a response. Srila Prabhupada's compassion is unparalleled. That anyone who saves a person from certain death is considered compassionate. And the person who is saved is almost forgotten, but the person who saves a person will be glorified in some cases forever. And certainly it is noteworthy that Srila Prabhupada has saved each and every one of us from the beginning to the end. And so his glories will be eternal. So I would like to thank Radhanath Maharaj for allowing me to sit among all of you, and thank all of you once again for being so supportive and so wonderful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Madhesh Malati Prabhu was congratulating us for sitting through for such a long time, but we would like to thank them for sitting through so many hours and very patiently giving this nectar. So let us express our gratitude. Rio! 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 Thank you very much. Now I'll request Sri Yadubar Prabhu to kindly address us.
There's really not much more to add. I think everything's been said, especially the wonderful appreciation by Niranjana Swami and his understanding of the purificatory effects of association with devotees. And in hearing him, I recall my own situation in stepping into the midst of the devotees with Srila Prabhupada in Surat. I had absolutely no idea really of what I was getting into. But the purification was definitely there. And we can experience that today in association with each other. And I wanted to thank especially Gurudas Prabhu for his, in that early day of his befriending me and speaking to me, and along with, I remember, Jimuna, of course, and Dinanath Prabhu. Those three were very instrumental in making me feel a part of the family. And then reflecting on Shyam Sundar Prabhu and Malati Prabhu, they're of course extremely busy. Shyam Sundar being the secretary of Srila Prabhupada. And I'll never forget, I'll always have this memory of Shyam Sundar Prabhu etched in my mind, of him on the Delhi roof, in fact, in many different situations, typing the letters of Srila Prabhupada and rocking back and forth as he types. Completely absorbed in Prabhupada's work. And then Malati Prabhu scurrying around, doing whatever she had to do to get the meals ready for Srila Prabhupada. Extremely resourceful, inventive, and determined to prepare the meals on time, in spite of anything that happened. Thank you very much for including myself and my family. I hope to come back again and again, and for the self-purification and to enliven each other in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Now we'll request our Grace Vishakha Prabhu to kindly address.
Hare Krishna. So there's one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And in that verse he says that those who are born in Bharatvarsa have two responsibilities. The first one is to make their own lives perfect, and the second is to benefit others, benefit them by giving them genuine spiritual life. So coming here and sitting before all of you, my feeling is that most of you, the vast majority, have the fortune of being born in this very auspicious place, Bharatvarsa, and it's not an ordinary birth. Beneath a thin veneer of materialism, we find a rich, deep vein of piety, and we don't find that in other births. Therefore, it is an extraordinary birth. And you have the responsibility that our Srila Prabhupada took so soberly to give this culture to others. First, to make your own lives perfect, and secondly, to give this great, priceless gift to others. So all we can do is try to encourage you. We don't have the fortune of that well of piety, that richness of piety that you do. So my humble request, I have no right to make any request, but nonetheless, I'm going to humbly beg all of you, make your lives perfect and benefit all others, whomever you meet, by introducing them to this wonderful culture of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
That was not your request, that was your blessings, and I'm sure we will, through that, we'll be able to perfect our lives. Now I'll request His Grace Gaur Prabhu to kindly address us.
Could I be the instant blessing request?
Panchakopatrubhyascha kripasindubhyevacha patitanang pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So, since I've had the great fortune to arrive at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's Mandir January 6th, after hearing for so many years about this wonderful yatra and how it is breaking records, on every level of devotional service. I've asked Radhanath Maharaj if there was some service I could do, and he's never asking me to do anything except just to be Krishna conscious. So I was really hoping I wasn't going to have to come up here and speak, because it's very embarrassing for me to be sitting on the same level as so many advanced Vaishnavs, or even to be sitting on a level above so many advanced Vaishnavs, sitting lower than I. But when I came up, I said this to Chandramali Maharaj, I feel this is very embarrassing, and he said, I feel the same way, but this is the punishment of the parampara. So, I understand I'm here for my own purification, and I'm grateful, very grateful for that opportunity. In 1969, I was about 14 years old, and I was probably as big of a fan of the Beatles as you could find. I won't go into all the details about all the times that I went to see their movies and how anything that had the Apple record label, it didn't matter who it was, I had to have it. If the Beatles had something to do with it, that was good enough for me. So just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tricked the Mayavadis by taking Ekadanda Sannyas from Keshava Bharati, and as Shyam Sundar Prabhu mentioned how Srila Prabhupada was a jokester, a prankster, so similarly, through the influence of the Beatles, I got tricked into coming into this August assembly of saintly persons. I'm not worthy of being here, but somehow or other, by some causeless mercy, I've been dragged in. So I wanted to take this opportunity. I've been thinking this for years, and now I've got my chance to personally thank my senior godbrothers, Shyama Sundar Prabhu, Guru Das Prabhu, Malati Prabhu, Mukunda Maharaj, Janaki Prabhu, Jamuna Prabhu, those initial devotees that took Srila Prabhupada's instruction to heart. Pritevite achayata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachora hoibe morinam. And fulfilled this prediction by Vrindavan Das Thakur, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that in as many towns and as many villages as there are upon the face of this planet, the chanting of my holy name shall be heard. When I went to the Rath Yatra in Juhu, I met one pujari there, and he mentioned to me how he had heard a pastime where Srila Prabhupada had mentioned while he was in Jhansi that by the year 2015, the whole world would be Krishna conscious. So when I come into such association like this, all my cynicism and doubts quickly evaporate when I see the high level of jolliness, positiveness, hope against hope, that this Krishna consciousness movement will continue to spread far and wide. I also have to thank His Holiness Niranjan Swami, who I've known for many years. Unfortunately, I've had to hear many of my dear godbrothers criticized over the years, but I've never heard anyone be able to find any fault in him, which is very refreshing. And I know in our Montreal temple, we've been trying to get him, as well as Radhanath Maharaj, to come and visit for a long time. And so I'm taking this opportunity right now also to remind them that their association is very much in demand, and the devotees are feeling a void in their Krishna consciousness for lack of such association. But of course, this invitation is not just open to them, to any of you who can continue to enliven, as I'm feeling my own Krishna consciousness, feeling like prior to coming to Chaupati, being kind of like a body without a soul, and just feeling just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the soul of Srivas Thakur's little son, dead son, back into his body and bringing him back to life. So I'm feeling like this in this wonderful association. So I was emailing Niranjan Swami, expressing to him my desire for his association and how I was living in my van, trying to distribute a few books over the last few months, trying to get my ticket to come here, not even imagining that I would be experiencing something as ecstatic as this, but just knowing in my heart, I've got to get back to the Holy Dham. And he was saying, yes, yes, please come. And I said, so where will you be? How can I find you? Where? And he said, wherever Radhanath Maharaj is, that's good enough for me. So I knew that I had to come to Chaupati. And similarly, I had contacted my godbrother, His Holiness Jayadwaita Swami, asking him for some tip on where I could find a devotee dentist in India. And he said, oh, you should go to Chaupati. You'll meet Muralidhar Prabhu, and he'll help you out. So in this way, Krishna made different arrangements for me to remind me that, yes, you definitely need to come to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's Mandir. And I saw this movie last year in New Vrindavan about the Chaupati temple. And that fanned my spark even more to want to come and experience the wonderful nectar of this combined community now that I know of Pune and Chaupati. And I have to admit that what I've experienced in person is far better than the excellent movie that I was able to see that we show in Canada and in many temples. And I've just been blown away by the Vaishnav, sweet Vaishnav service attitude that I've been experiencing here. As Shyamasundar Prabhu was mentioning, whenever you would associate with Srila Prabhupada, you would experience his, that something very magical and wonderful would happen. So I just consider it to be something very magical and miraculous to be affiliated with all of you in this assembly. And I think it's a very important quality to cultivate. As sometimes they say, it's important to learn to count your blessings, to become grateful for what you've received, because the more we can become grateful for the blessings of Vaishnav Sangha, then there's a less chance of Maya being able to sneak in and tug at us, pull at us in some way. So it's a very important quality to cultivate, is gratitude. And I think coming here to the Holy Dham, to come to the association of such wonderful godbrothers. And also, I have to say, when I went to England a couple of years ago, just to experience the wonderful association there, as well as Amsterdam in Europe, I went on a little tour. And I kept meeting the disciples of Radhanath Maharaj, or Shivaram Maharaj, or any of the Maharajas, or even if you're Grihastha, initiating spiritual masters. And I was realizing that through my godbrother's disciples, my appreciation of my godbrothers was increasing greatly. And how valuable the association is of the second generation of devotees, how they give us so much inspiration, just like I heard that Srila Prabhupada said to Bhagavan Prabhu once, Bhagavan, you give me strength in devotional service. And I remember hearing from our first GBC in Canada, Rupanuga Prabhu. He was stating how when the first Bhagavad Gita was sitting in the basement of Henry Street, and they were all stacked up there, and Prabhupada was expecting the devotees to distribute, and they didn't know anything about how to distribute a book. And Rupanuga Prabhu said that Srila Prabhupada stated, if you don't want to make the effort to distribute my books, then you can go on with your Hari Hari Bol, and I'll just go back to India. Even I require encouragement. So I believe that such joyous festivals as this are very encouraging, not only to us individually and cumulatively, but also to Srila Prabhupada himself. When I first started to experience the fear prior to the break that, you know, we'll be hearing from some of the other devotees, I was thinking, gee, I hope they don't ask this fool to come up and speak. But I was thinking, so if I have to, what will I say? And I was thinking, that verse in Bhagavad Gita 10:9, much chitta mad gata prana bodayantas parasparam katayantas chamang nityang tushanti cha ramanti cha, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. How does the rest of that go? Their lives are surrendered unto me, and they derive great bliss and satisfaction, conversing about me and enlivening one another about me. So that's what this whole festival is all about, mutual enlivenment, inspiration. And before I came into this association, I used to worship rock and roll and blues musicians. But when I came, and it was actually through my keyboard player in my band, I was reading Autobiography of a Yogi, a lot of these books that Guru Das Prabhu mentioned. And I came to the conclusion that even though I was in the middle of nowhere in the prairies of Winnipeg, Manitoba, that I needed to find a guru. So where would I find a guru amongst people who herd cows into trains and take intoxication, etc.? And so I received this inspiration that, yes, I must seek out guru. And one night I was coming home from my playing at one club, and there was a devotee standing in front of the house. I didn't know he was a devotee yet. He was very tall and thin. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning, as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, what is nighttime and vice versa. So I was getting ready to go to sleep, and he was just waking up chanting his japa. And he also tricked me, because he said, as I was looking at him out of the corner of my eye, and I was wondering if he was a Hare Krishna devotee or not. Because I knew George Harrison was a Hare Krishna devotee, but he was able to keep his beautiful hair. So I felt a little bit intimidated by this personality. And he opened his mouth and he said to me, I thought he was going to say, Om. And he said, what kind of guitar are you playing? So immediately he had me. So I walked over, showed him my guitar, and started talking about the glories of my guitar. And his name is Nandi Keshvara Prabhu. And he invited me to the Sunday feast. And I was a music fanatic. It wasn't enough just to listen to it. I had to make it. And when I attended that first kirtan, I remember walking up the stairs of the temple and getting all these exotic aromas, ghee, the sweet, nutty flavor of ghee combined with spiritual sky incense. Strawberry, right? Very attractive to my sensual makeup. And then walking into the temple room of the Winnipeg house that had been converted into a temple, and looking at the end of this double salon, and I just saw, it was a kind of an altar, but it was just, I just saw all flowers there. I didn't realize that there were some personalities. Gornita, Shishi Gornitai were there, but there were so many flowers. that I, at first, and also my dull senses, I didn't perceive that there were these great personalities there. Anyway, the kirtan started up, and I immediately got in the groove. It was infectious. I loved it, the rhythm. And then after a while, the devotees started levitating in the air, jumping up and down. And I thought this was the ultimate musical experience. No one was there to impress somebody else. Well, they were. They were there to try to please Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. But I sensed that there wasn't any ego trip going on, which is something which often goes on amongst musicians. And after attending the temple on Sundays for a few weeks and getting, in those days we called them love beads, so the devotees tricked me into getting some love beads. They were actually japa beads, but I thought it was really cool to wear these japa beads, these love, because then I could be a little bit like the Haight-Ashbury crowd. And so the devotees announced that they were going to see Srila Prabhupada in Chicago. He was arriving in the summer of 1975 to initiate several hundred devotees, I believe, and install several sets of Gornitai deities on the Radha Damodar buses. So it was through Srila Prabhupada that these wonderful godbrothers and godsister of mine were inspired by Srila Prabhupada to go to England, and then by inspiring the Beatles, millions of kids like myself, you know, we were hearing, maybe it's time to stop. I remember the first time hearing Magical Mystery Tour, I Am the Walrus, and you hear the phrase, chanting Hare Krishna. Chanting Hare Krishna, what's that? And the Plastic Ono Band, all we are saying is give peace a chance. And then in there, chanting Hare Krishna again. So in those days, we used to spin records backwards or slow them down, trying to get the secret subliminal messages. So I thought, chanting Hare Krishna, okay, I have to check this out. What is this chanting Hare Krishna? I want to find out. So millions and millions, I mean, the lives of people became transformed because of the preaching that Shama Sundar Prabhu, Gurudas Prabhu, and Mother Malati did in England. And we're eternally indebted to them. And I'm so grateful I could have a chance to interact with them personally, because we never know when it's time to go, you know? Never know when Krishna wants to take us. So we're extremely fortunate. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadhe Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. After traversing from one universe to the next, from one species to the next, a very fortunate and rare person gets the opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. And by the combined mercy of both Guru and Krishna, one is able to perfect their life. So these Prabhus, they, just as Krishna's Damodar Leela is the most endearing pastimes of the Lord, similarly, these early pastimes with Srila Prabhupada are extremely sweet. They're the sweetest. They're the most intimate. And I just like to thank you all for sharing all of this nectar. As soon as I heard you were going to, when I was in Chaupati, I was hearing the different devotees were saying to me, oh, Prabhu, are you going to Pune Yatra? Pune Yatra, what's that? Oh, it's really a nectar program, and your godbrothers and godsisters will be there. They'll be speaking about Prabhupada. And as soon as I heard that Shama Sundar, Gurudas, and Malati Prabhus would be here, I thought, wow, this is going to be a nectar-packed program. And it really has. I've been recording it, and I want to take it back and sprinkle the nectar on the devotees. And it's also been filmed, too. So this is fantastic, and I pray that I'll be able to return again in the future and share more of this association with you. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. Now we'll have concluding remarks by Surana Sadhana Swami Maharaj.
I see in the audience some very special guests. We don't have much time because devotees must catch their trains. we have from Radha Desh, Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu and Lila Sukha Prabhu. Could you both stand up, please? Lila Sukha Prabhu is a very wonderful preacher, devotee. He's working as secretary for the International GBC. Very much loved all over the world for his wonderful good qualities. Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu is the temple president of one of the most successful and beautiful temples in all of the world, Radha Desh. By his continuity, his humility, and his selfless service year after year after year, devotees from all over the world deeply appreciate the incredible spiritual atmosphere of Sri Radha Desh. And tens and thousands of people come to visit that temple every year. We are very grateful you have both come. Let us very enthusiastically welcome them to Sri Radha. There's also announcement that Pushyabhishek, the annual flower festival of Sri Radha Gopinath, will be on Thursday, January 29th. 100 kilograms of flowers will be showered upon the deities. So everyone is very cordially invited to this special festival. Your email address? If anyone would like Torchlight Publications to speed up Gurudas Prabhu's book, which they've had for over 5 years, you're invited to write an email message pleading with them, please give us Gurudas Prabhu's book. And the email address is torchlight@spiralcom.net.
That's
TORCHLIGHT, and one of those A's that means at, and then spiralcomm.net.
And this person will have them, both addresses. This person has them, so you can copy.
Thank you,
I'm very, very grateful to all of our wonderful guests who have come. Shamsundar Prabhu, Gurudas Prabhu, Malati Prabhu, you have deeply affected all of our hearts. You have successfully melted our hearts with a profound and deep gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and his mercy upon us. And I do not think there is a greater service that can possibly be rendered than to help people to deepen their love for Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Your narrations were enthralling, outstanding, and profoundly enlightening. Thank you very, very much. And to His Holiness Niranjan Swami, Chandramali Swami, Prahladananda Maharaj, Yadubar Prabhu Vishaka Mataji, Gaur Prabhu, Prajbihari, and Vrindavaneshwari, and all the devotees that have come, we are so deeply grateful. Especially, I'm very grateful to everyone who has participated with such a sincere and humble service attitude and with such enthusiasm to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. These devotees were speaking sometimes 3 or 4 hours at a time, and out of 1,800 devotees, even hardly 5 or 6 had to run to the bathroom through the whole lecture.
Oh, I forgot.
Very wonderful. Offering of your heartfelt attentiveness and enthusiasm. Thank you very, very much. The Pune Yatra of 2004 is about to end. I wish instead of 4 days, we could come together like this for 4 months. That's what Lord Chaitanya did. All his devotees dropped all of their family affairs, came to Puri for 4 months just to hear and chant. But I don't know if Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Radha Priya are ready for us for that extent of time. My very special gratitude to Radha Priya Mataji and Krishna Chandra Prabhu. They have opened the doors to their hearts, through their homes, to serve all of us so beautifully. Thank you very much. Now let us end with a few minutes of kirtan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. The real essence of this yatra
is that whatever inspiration we have received, that we take it with us to wherever we go in our lives, worship that inspiration and share it with others, because it is all descending by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga.